Hello and welcome to the Practice Marketing Podcast, highlighting successful strategies from North America's fastest growing clinics so you can learn from their wins and power your practice growth. Hi, I'm your host, Neil Trickett, CEO of Practice Promotions, and today we're going to talk about 10 tips you can have to hook more website visitors' attention and get more new patients into your clinic from your website. So what I want you to think about here is, my question for you is this: is your website doing its job? Do you know what its job is? The number one job of your website is to convert people who land on it into scheduled appointments, right? That's its number one job. Its job is to get you more appointments, but most practices really don't know how that's happening. And so we're going to dig into that a little bit today. We're going to talk about some of the things that you can be looking at, what you need to be doing there to get more new patients into your practice from your website. And if you're doing it right, your website is really one of the keys to getting more direct-to-consumer patients. And it can really be the catalyst for growing your practice if you have it done right and you have the right digital marketing that's flowing people to it. So if it's doing its number one job, which is to convert more people into new patient appointments, it can really dramatically lower your cost per new patient acquisition. So I'm going to share some tips here that we've gleaned from doing over 1,000 websites for practices all over Canada and the US. So I'll show you what we've done with our research and give you some tips there. First and foremost, this is a great question for you. I want you to think about this. Are you confident? Are you tracking how new patients come through your website? Do you know how many new patients you get from your website on a monthly basis? And I'm not just talking the forms that people might fill out, because a lot of practices don't even know how many people have filled out forms on their website, but I'm talking about the calls and those other types of actions, like people coming from chats. So you need to have the metrics. You need to understand what your website is doing for you, because it is a critical part of how your website, how your online presence is and how people are finding you and coming to you from online. So it's important to really be able to track the metrics and have the systems in place to track the metrics from your website. I want you to think of this, right? So, you know, why should I put more emphasis on my website? Like, why is that important? I have a pretty website to begin with, and I like my website. Well, you know, think of this. Your website is really the online storefront of your business. So if you think of like a retail store, right? If you go by a retail store and it looks small, it doesn't really look that clean or, you know, trendy from the outside, you're probably not going to go into that store, right? You just keep walking by. And so it's the same thing in your website, right? If people land on it and it doesn't capture their attention right away, and it doesn't really brand and look like something that's going to solve their problem right away, they're not going to stick. You've only got a few seconds of their decision whether they're going to stay on your website or not. So you have to have that aesthetics in place, right? And the mechanisms for it. But then you got to think about, as you walk into that retail store, there's a lot of science and research in how retail stores are set up and how they have certain, you know, promotions and certain types of clothing articles at the front, and then also at the back. And it's kind of like progressive in how people walk through the store. And so your website needs to be set up in a similar manner, where you have a method in how you want people to come in, get their information, start to build their interests, and ultimately take the action on your website to connect with you and request that online appointment. So we're going to talk a little bit about here today. And let's get into some the top 10 tips here to make your website perform better. So first off, you really have to describe that process of how someone becomes a patient with you, right? So people are curious. They want to have an understanding of like what people are going to expect at your practice. So the clearer that you can have, here's our phases of improvement, or here's the things that you go through, can really help clarify for people as they come through the website just what you're going to do for them. So we have some clients that are really dialed in their philosophy of, they go through a three-step process, right? And the evaluation, here's the treatment here, and here's what we're going to do to set you up for success in the future. Something relatively simple, but in a way that's a little bit unique to you, but helps show that potential patient coming in what to expect, what's going to be their phases of improvement, and what are you going to be doing differently than a lot of the other medical practitioners they may have seen or not seen before. So you definitely want to have that, you know, book your book your consultation with us, your evaluation, you come in for your appointments, we'll diagnose and evaluate you, and then you're going to start to feel better. You're going to make progress in your motion. You're going to make progress in your strength. You're going to make progress in your coordination, so your pain is going to get better. So you can just clearly lay out that path for them. You need to make, secondly here, you need to make one call to action dominant on your website. And that's primarily going to be, schedule appointment, right? So it might be in Canada, it might be like book appointment. It depends what people are most commonly using for phraseology. So Canada might be book appointment. In the US, it might be schedule appointment. But like, that's the main thing that you want someone to do on your website, not just contact, right? It's okay to have a contact page, but you really want to have that call to action button that's like predominant, contrast color, sticks out. Here's what we want you to do, right? So the clearer you can lay that out through your website at the top right, that's like the best part of your website, the most visual part of your website is the top right. So your schedule appointment button must be the top right, must be colorful, like a contrast color. And your menu ideally should be what we call sticky. It should scroll down with them. So that button there is always in their face to make that appointment. So that works really well for websites, and making sure throughout the website that you have that call to action. Next here, you definitely want to leverage social proof on page. And I'm not talking Facebook, right? I'm talking what people say about your clinic, right? And what people say about their experience at your clinic. So we're talking about reviews. So we want to make sure that we weave in testimonials and reviews throughout every page that we can on your website. Because remember, people are going to come to different pages on your website depending on their search. So the thing is, where sometimes people get a little confused is they think everybody comes through their homepage. That's not true, right? The way that Google provides searches, someone might be looking for something specific, like, hey, how can I help my sciatica? And if you have a back pain and sciatica page, which you should, then they're going to come directly to that page. They're not going to go through your homepage. So you need to make sure that you have testimonials on those particular pages that are relevant to that particular condition or problem. So ideally, if you have a shoulder pain page, that you have testimonials about people getting better from their shoulder treatments with you, right? So make sure that you take reviews from Google, from Facebook, wherever you might be getting reviews from, and weave them into your site. Now, there's different ways to do this, and you might have sometimes a plugin which captures your reviews from Google. That's fine. That can be, moving and updating. I think it's good to have a blend, right? So you might have a plugin coming from Google, so it's updating from Google reviews. But then you want to also have a actual written testimonials that you would put into like the top part of a page, or within, say, a paragraph on a blog or something like that, so that it seems like it's a quote, right? And it's not just pulling directly from a Google review online. The other caveat too is you have to keep an eye on your Google plugins that are pulling reviews, because they can slow down your website and that can impact your SEO. So you have to make sure that you test or you have your web company test if you are going to put on those Google plugins, Google review plugins on there, because that can definitely impact your site. Right. But, 1 to 3 specific testimonials on each page is really key to helping you just connect more, build more trust. People look for that social proof, and the more you can provide it, the better you're going to be.
Do you want more freedom in your clinic? Then you need to work on your business, not just in it. The top practice owners know that they need a marketing system that consistently attracts patients from the internet. And at Practice Promotions, we've helped hundreds of practice owners skyrocket to the top of Google and get more new patients from online. Go to practicepromotions.net/kit to get our free practice marketing sample kit. It includes all our digital marketing tips and tricks that will get you new patients from Google. That's practicepromotions.net/kit, K-I-T, for a free marketing kit. And now back to the show.
We were talking a little bit about this, but the other thing that you need to do on your website, where I see a lot of websites lacking, is that they don't approach it from how most people search, right? And statistically, definitely over 60%, sometimes over 80% of people are going to do an online search before they book an appointment with a provider, right? And so it's really critical that you map out your website in a way that's going to get it in front of more of those searches. So while you may be wanting to rank high for physical therapy, for chiropractic, orthopedic, like whatever it is there, the key is, yes, you want to have definitely high priority for those service-based keywords, what we call. But we really want to focus the website too around condition-based marketing. And what we mean by that is people really search more by their condition. So if you sprained your ankle, you're going to look, what can I do for ankle sprain, right? If you're having shoulder pain, what can I do about my shoulder pain? Those are the kind of searches that are happening all the time around you in the community. So you need to have content and pages specifically on your website that speak to those major painful areas of the body. So you need a shoulder pain page, maybe a rotator cuff page, back pain, sciatica, neck pain, headaches, women's health, like whatever pages that you commonly treat, right? You make a page about it and really go into detail. Again, what I was talking about is that those pages will actually show up first on Google before your homepage does. So you want to make sure that you can have really good content, really dialed in there, and you can speak to the patient about that particular pain or condition, and then what you do to help them overcome that, right? So that's part of the content philosophy, but then we really need to use imagery to show the transformation that someone's going to have by coming to your clinic. And that's really what we're trying to show here. So we want to use imagery that really shows successful results. And ideally, the websites that we see get the most response, the most successful outcomes, are the ones that have great photography from within the clinic. So you don't want to rely just on stock photography, because people know what stock photography is. It makes it look pretty, right, and professional. But if you can have more professional photographs from within the clinic of you actually treating patients, patients having their experience at your clinic, that's powerful, right? It tells a lot about the transformation, again, that people are going to have. So make sure that you use imagery that shows successful results. And a couple tips here is that when you are taking pictures within the clinic, of course, you get consent. That's number one. Make sure that people are okay with that, and you got to have something written down. But look at it from a patient's lens. Look at it from their viewpoint. So, you know, we might be doing a certain technique that we know gets great results, and we want to showcase that. But if you look at it from an outside patient that's never had an experience like this before, you know, it might even look painful, right? So if you have, for example, just a hamstring stretch, and you're like stretching pretty intensely on it, and you're like, oh my gosh, that looks painful, that's not what you want to depict. So soothing looking pictures are ideals, and happy patients, smiling faces, that's what you want to take pictures of and put on your website. So we get people to get hooked on our website, the imagery, the headlines, we're talking to them with specific pages and content, the text, right? So the text is what gets people to agree and then decide that you are the right solution to their problem. So your content needs to be written in a way that's easy to read. We don't want to make it very medical, very technical, because the average reading comprehension out there is fifth grade reading level. So if, you know, as medical providers, if we write the content ourselves, sometimes we just go into medical mode and we start putting on all these terminologies and we confuse the heck out of people because they don't know those words. So the easier that we can write to how we help that person transform, overcome their pain, let's make that text easy to read, right? It's got to be large enough. One of the key things to understand is that people, when they are on a website, they skim, right? And that's a natural human habit, is that we first look at the headline, then we look at the image. Does it match? Does it interest us? If that's interesting to us, then what we do is we start to skim subheadlines. So the bigger headlines there, is this relevant? Is this worth my time to read further? If those make sense, if those interest me, I'm going to start to read first couple sentences of the paragraph, the first paragraph. Does that captivate me? And then I start reading on from there. So you can put a lot of work into content, but if your headlines and your subheadlines don't really hook me in, you're not gonna have people reading the rest of your stuff. So make sure that you're using that. Another key thing on a website is people are used to plenty of spacing between paragraphs, and it doesn't follow as much of the English classes that we had in high school, right, in college, of how we should write paragraphs and sentence structures. It's a little different with the online space, so we have to make sure we have enough spacing there on our website. It's easy to read through. So our main call to action on the website is, hey, schedule an appointment with us. But the other things that we can ask for is, if someone's not quite there and they want some more information, can we give them a chance to subscribe to something else, right? So if they're not quite ready for that appointment, can we capture their information some other way? So we maybe have an opportunity for them to download an ebook, right? That's a good thing there. If they, have a health newsletter or something like that, something that's very low risk to them, offer an email up in exchange for that. Then your email system has to do its job of sending emails that excite them to the point where they're going to want to come back, ideally to the website, and then book that appointment with you. In today's world, we need to be thinking with our website how people check us out. A lot of searches are happening via a mobile phone. So we need to make sure that our websites are structured in a way that's very mobile friendly. And the design and the way that we're creating the experience on a phone is going to be different than on a desktop. Typically, what we find is that as a behavior pattern, people will do a lot of times searches on their phone. They might look at reviews on their phone, but then they start to go to the laptop. They go to the desktop to do deeper research, right? And or even an iPad, something that's a little bit bigger screen, to do their research and start reading into your website. And this could be a good, solution for my particular pain or problem. So you need to make sure that your website really has that mobile friendliness to it, and then also has the desktop experience to it also. So very important there. This has an impact on both the customer experience and also the way that Google looks at you. So that's your speed of your website. Your pages have to load fast. Let's face it. We've all been on a website that loads slowly, or has parts of it that load slowly. Our patience is razor thin, and we might last like 1 or 2 seconds. And then we're thinking about, okay, I can't spend my time waiting for this thing to load. I'm off to do something else. So if your website is taking more than a couple of seconds to load, you need to have your web development team do something about it, right? So the pages really need to load quickly. The one thing that we see is that sometimes people get too fancy with their website, right? They try to put a ton of videos that are embedded as part of the website. They bring in all these plugins like Google Review plugins. You have to realize that each one of those things takes time to load. It has to pull from different places, and that just slows everything down. So sometimes less is more, right? So you can still have a really great, rich experience, but with a focus on how fast can we make the experience on our website for our customers. The faster, the quicker, the more beautiful, the more it speaks to me, the more people are going to book appointments. So I hope these tips are very helpful for you. Take a good look at your website. See if it's matching up to these things. Again, make sure that, do you know how people are coming through your website? Do you know how many people are coming through your website to make patients sit? If you're not, then there's a lot of work to be done there. But the good thing is that if you put some attention on this, you can have a dramatic improvement in drawing people from the community online into your clinic, which can substantially increase your growth in your practice. If you want to learn more about what we do, definitely check out practicepromotions.net. We've got tons of resources and tips for you there. And of course, if you want to speak to one of us about improving your website, sure, do the demo from our website, and we'll show you what we do to help clinics just like yours.
Thank you for listening to the Practice Marketing Podcast. Don't forget to get your free practice marketing sample kit at practicepromotions.net/kit. Start 2024 off the right way by building marketing systems that automatically attract new patients from online. That's practicepromotions.net/kit.